America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Who better than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney? He knows all about politicking and such. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Good. I bought a Powerball.
Oh, you know what? Now they say it could be up to $600 million by the time they actually do the drawing. It's crazy. People lined up all over the place. And, you know, where they, I think Arizona and other places where they didn't have them, people drove to places and then they waited in these lines for hours. That's just crazy. So did you wait in a long line?
No, I just went up and got it. And I never buy these. If I win, I'm going to take you and Ellen Ratner, we're going to have a meeting, and we're going to buy every station in America that we don't like people that are on the air. We're going to take over those stations, and we're going to buy the Congress itself with a super PAC and have fun.
I love the idea.
We're going to throw people out because we don't like the way they comb their hair.
I'm all in, just so you know. If you want to do that, I'm in. I'm totally on board with that. Hey, speaking of interesting things, sort of goes in this direction, the big news late in the day was the fact that the Prez and Romney, Mitt Romney, are actually going to do lunch in the White House. No media is invited. What do you think that lunch is going to be like?
Well, President Obama initiated this. I think it's pretty neat. I cannot recall where something like this has happened this fast. Transitions happen between existing presidents, you know. So I like to be a fly on a wall. It's going to make Saturday Night Live fodder. But, of course, Romney, there'll be a positive side. He'll go home and say, oh, Ann, thank goodness we didn't have to live in that small place.
True. That is so, so true.
I think it's a good, all seriousness, I think it's a great gesture on behalf of the president. I think it's going to show civility. I think we're going to come out and say, look, this is civility.
All right, there you go. We'll see if that's what it is. I was thinking, hey, imagine Tim Geithner decides he's done, right, in his role as Secretary of the Treasury, and then Romney comes in. Then I'll tell you what, then everybody can complain to Romney when they don't like what's happening and blame him.
That's not a bad thought.
Can you imagine? That would be a first, wouldn't it? In modern times, anyway, for sure.
That would be. Well, Ellen Ratner, our friend and my friend and boss, Talk Radio News, said that you know, she thought maybe that you know, if they offered him something or an appointment, it'd be a pretty good thing.
Oh, I think so, too. Are you kidding? It would make Obama look good, no doubt about it.
Sure.
So speaking of Tiny Tim, Geithner's going to huddle on the Hill on Thursday. Is that going to be a browbeating kind of thing or what?
I think it's going to be positive. And because I think there's some receptivity. I mean, Republicans are starting to get that, you know, this whole 2% they held out. Romney got defined supporting the 2% versus any ideas he had. And so, you know, maybe there's some cracks in that whole seam there. I think there are. And I don't think it hurts what Geithner is doing. He's been controversial, but, you know, who isn't in that position? I think it'll come out better than the Rice meetings. I sincerely think it'll be more genuine between the parties.
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen with the Rice thing? Because now they're talking about, I mean, she's just getting thrashed with that meeting that she had that she initiated. So now the way the controversy is going and how it's all rolling downhill, Chuck Hagel's name is coming up. Do you think there's a real possibility of that?
Oh, he's so popular on both sides. And, of course, there are some senators who are enjoying this because they want John Kerry. They really do. They want John Kerry for, you know, several reasons. I mean, they get an appointment, but they also want him because, you know, they know him. But at the end of the day, I think McCain, I think he baited Susan Rice on Sunday talk shows. You know, oh, yeah, I'm open and receptive. And then she came and then they said, oh, it's worse than we thought. And they're making her a dartboard for Benghazi. You know, she's not the CIA that delivered the information. It was delivered to her just as Colin Powell stood at the UN. You know, we had those little weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, yeah.
Information. We're not the best country in the world on intelligence information, but they're shooting the messenger.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, when you were in Congress, what kind of briefings did you get? If you wanted intelligence briefings, what was that like?
Oh, sure. I mean, listen, I make no bones about it, and I say in an upcoming book that, you know, when you ask me what I'm most upset about of what I've done, I can't say Jack Abramoff first. I have to say, you know, the vote for full force and authority for weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, I was Yes, I was part of secret briefings that, you know, here's what's going on, and I still can't talk about it, but here's the weapons of mass destruction and blah, blah, blah. But yes, we would have secret, you know, secret briefings on a lot of different issues. And we were given bad intelligence. The worst thing that ever happened, and in my entire career, was not the Abramoff thing. The worst thing that happened was that whole lie, the big lie.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a lie, they were pretty stupid.
Yeah. I hope you write a lot about that in the book. That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. The what's the deal with Harry Reid now? Talking the other day about this whole change to the filibuster rules, and you would have thought that he dropped a bomb on the Hill, the White House then coming out and saying, oh, yeah, we back it up. So what's the scoop on the rules?
I'm laughing because, you know, this is perennial. When the Republicans are in the majority, they want to change that filibuster rule. When the Democratic side gets in, they want to change that filibuster rule. Republicans started this when they were in the minority years ago. It's a ridiculous thing of the cloture vote in itself is just, you know. But maybe they'll modify it. If you actually want to filibuster, you have to actually physically be there, talk about the topic, and, you know, and leave the floor once you pass out because you're so tired. So maybe they ought to have to go back to what a filibuster really is.
Here's another good question to ask you, and one that I hope that you talk about in your book. Everybody always wonders about, you know, when Senator Rand Paul, when he was part of that whole midterm election thing back in 2010, when one of the things that, and we had him on the show, he talked about that he wanted to have a reading period for bills because people didn't really get a chance to read through the bills. And I thought, that is a brilliant idea. Would that work, or would your aides be out of jobs? Because you had congressional aides. Didn't they do a lot of that for you? Because how could you possibly pour through everything?
Oh, sure they did. And if you took the time to read on the floor, people would be, they'd have pitchforks against the Speaker and the Minority Leader. You know, that's where you can't tell a Democrat from a Republican when it comes to their time. And the staff would be in major revolt, make your life miserable as a member. So, yes, I mean, we talked about actually having to read it. Now, there are times when just for dilatory tactics, they actually read the things and people stand up and say, I object, or I make a motion, you know, to stop. And they do that till they get their way. They'll actually ask for the bill to be read, but it's only done to irritate the Speaker. That's the only time it's ever done.
All right, that answers that question. And finally, you know, how can we ignore the Middle East and what recently happened a couple of weeks ago? The Palestinians want to have UN membership. That's going nowhere, right?
Well, actually, believe it or not, and that's my initial reaction, it's going nowhere. And the update I got right before I came on your show, America, Canada, and maybe Germany and a couple little countries are going to be the only ones to vote against it. This thing is actually turning a direction where I can probably say they're going to get it tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Really?
Not full member status, but observer status, which kind of is a partial status. Yeah, this thing turned south. I mean, we put out the release on a talk radio news just saying it was going to happen, and I, you know, called some people around, and yeah, it's actually going to happen. Not just the vote, but I think it's actually going to pass.
Oh, that's huge. Huge.
It's huge.
Oh, it's, definitely.
It's big.
Yeah.
Now, Israel is already starting to downplay it's not that important, but this is a biggie.
No, I think it's a biggie, too. Bob Ney, good luck with the Powerball, and if I don't hear ever from you again, I know that you won. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase. Smokers.
Tickets over $500 million. That's what the drawing was for, and the numbers I'm going to give them to you, because I don't know if we have a winner or not. I can't find that out. I've hit up everyone I know and I've looked at the sites. Nothing yet. So 5, 23, 16, 22, 29, and the Powerball is 6. 5, 23, 16, 22, 29. Powerball is 6. A guy I met on a trip one time told me that a successful man is one who makes more money than his wife can spend. I don't think, woman or man, it'd be pretty tough to spend all that dough, wouldn't it? I think it'd be pretty tough. And to blow it, you know, they always talk about lottery people who win big money and then they have it all go away and they're bankrupt. And you can't understand that. You think, wow, they bought so many pieces of jewelry and they have so many cars. But this kind of money, if you had just one ticket that you're talking about, you could live off the interest like fat cats every day of your life. So you'd have to really screw up to get to the big bankruptcy from the kind of money that we're talking about. We'll let you know if any ticket pops up because they can run it in the machines and find out if, in fact, anyone has actually claimed the prize, or at least ticket-wise, the numbers are out there. I don't think anyone claimed the prize yet, but is the ticket out there? It's interesting because here we are on the money part of this, And you have New York and New Jersey both with their hands out. They want $80 billion to cover the cost of Sandy. And we're struggling over tax increases and what's going to happen at the end of the year if we go over the cliff. In other words, things just expire and we let everything go status quo. Economists are saying that we'll be shoved into a recession. And on top of all of that, Sandy was awful. You know, we've talked about it. We talked to people in the middle of it. But how do we come up with the money to pay for it? FEMA is bankrupting us because we don't have that money. It's about the revenue in and then the revenue out. And that revenue in is not enough to cover, I'm going to call it our puts. It's like we're at a casino. And we got a little of this, a little of that. We got entitlements. We got big government growth. So lots of jobs to pay for. And how much money are we getting from our tax base? And it is 80. I mean, the 80 is what they're talking about. And I'll tell you, Governor Cuomo isn't cowtailing in New York, and neither is Governor Christie. And then you got the New York mayor, Bloomberg, who went to the Capitol on Wednesday to push Congress to approve $80 billion in an appropriations bill, which would offset now what they call the new levels of flexibility to help the recovery efforts for his state and his city and neighboring New Jersey. So, you know, the senators from both of those states, from the states, are pushing too, that we got to figure out what to do. So the $80 billion amount is more than all the money that would be saved by ending the Bush-era tax rates for the top earners. And this has been a major sticking point in averting this huge crisis. Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, wants to do away with limits like $31,000 per house. That's the cap on repairs. Because he says, look, we got high home prices and expenses in New York, so I don't want to cap this off. But under the budget for FEMA, if you go back to 2011, FEMA can get $5 billion with offsets, if they can get it. So it's down to $5 billion because now the claims are just starting to really pile up, and that's why the cap on the repairs and all that kind of stuff. So Bloomberg's saying, we need some kind of a bill, a supplemental bill, that can help us with New York's need for the $42 billion and New Jersey for the $37 billion. It's going to be a big fight because this is coming in the middle of the negotiations around the fiscal problems that we're having in Washington. Schumer's got a massive uphill battle. Massive. And so does Pete King, who's the outgoing chair for the Homeland Security Committee. And so far, it's not being offset. It's not being offset at this point. And, you know, Schumer's talking about, because of the ban on earmarks, senators are working to make sure the disaster aid is tailored to New York's needs. Good luck is what I would say. Godspeed on that one. Everything is about, right now, the fiscal challenges in and around the country. I'm going to say in and around the pulsating part of the country where this bitter feud has been going on. And ultimately, whether or not tax credits stay or entitlements go away or somebody comes to the middle or whatever it is. Whatever it is. So $80 billion. How are we paying for this? How are we going to pay for this? We're going to have like closet houses to get those repairs. $30,000 plus. Oh, good luck with that in New York, especially these blocks that are ripped up. New Jersey might be a little bit better, but even in New Jersey, the prices are sky high. And in the rebuilding and trying to put all the pieces back together, even if they got a few breaks here and there, it's not going to be that big of a, they're not going to have that big of a break. And you've got the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They're struggling. So taxpayers, Taxpayers are going to pay for this. And the people in the areas that were affected in New Jersey and New York, they're definitely going to pay. So whether you lived on a block where not much happened, it doesn't matter. It happened in your community, and that means your taxes are shooting up big, 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 big time. All right, I think the big buzz, besides asking for money and handouts and the fiscal cliff and all that, is what I mentioned at the top, the Powerball, and if anyone ends up winning this, who is it, and how many people are they splitting it with, or do they do a solo act? Because often when you throw in with people at work, there's problems. There have been a couple of people who have been sued. Somebody goes out and gets the tickets, and they say, oh, no, that's one of the tickets that I got separately. So now you have to have signed documentation, names, how much they contributed, copies of the numbers. Oh, yeah, it's like a whole system just in case you end up in court. Who has time for that? That's the idea. You have one runner. The person's like a runner. Hey, I want to do this. I'm going to collect the money. I'm going to write your name down. Boom, later, I'm getting us all the tickets. And the reason you do it is because, one, you don't have time to go get them. So usually that's what you do. You throw in with other people. Plus, you have more chances. And then how somebody can turn around and sue the people that were including them in the lottery run, man, I have no idea. But it's happened. It's happened a couple of different times. So now, just so you know, if this Powerball isn't claimed and we have an even bigger rollover, if you're going to throw in with a bunch of people, make them sign and date what they gave you and then go get it notarized and give copies to everybody of the numbers, and you shouldn't end up in court, which seems so bloody ridiculous, doesn't it? I got to say the numbers again in case somebody listening to America Tonight in this vast audience, like at our new affiliate in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, 1240, somebody is out there thinking that they have the numbers. So let me give them to you. 5, 23, 16, 22, 29, and the all-important Powerball number 6. If you won, call us up. And we'll scramble your voice as not to identify you to maybe people also listening in your area. Oh, so much more to come. What do you think Romney and Obama are going to talk about at lunch? I have a few ideas. Hang with us.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Be honest, pony up. Did you buy any lottery tickets for the Powerball? And did you feel like you were going to get struck by lightning and possibly win some of that dough? 5, 23, 16, 22, 29, Powerball 6. In my family, we bought 10 tickets. We bought 10 sets of numbers. So 10 times 2, that's $20. We spent $20 on the lottery. Matt Johnson, because he's single and has to save up money for a dowry for Mrs. Johnson, the future one, he only spent $4 on the lottery. Because remember, Powerball
that's
is false. $2.
I bought 2 more today.
Oh, you did? You could go through Wendy's with that.
I couldn't not do it. So I spent a total of $8.
$8? So in this show, between the two of us anyway, we spent $28 on the lottery.
We did, and I got nothing. I got nothing to show for my investment.
I had a couple of numbers, but all on different lines, so I didn't win the lottery. You didn't win the lottery.
So in unofficially, we believe that there wasn't a winner.
Yes, unofficially. We can't verify that for sure yet.
Right.
I'm trying, but I'm
according
Twittering, hitting up
my
everyone.
According to my source at the gas station, there wasn't a winner. But I don't know if that's just in this state or if that is nationally.
So. All right, according to my source in Texas, there was not a winner either, but they couldn't verify whether that was just in the state of Texas or across the U.S. either.
So we unofficially think there wasn't a winner. And if that's the case, how crazy is it going to be for Saturday?
Oh, can you imagine what it's going to go up to? What, 800 million?
Something
Who
like
knows?
That. Because I heard the official, I think the official amount was like 575 or something like that for this.
Yeah, I think it was 575. Because they wouldn't tell you the amount heading until they actually had the numbers. That's
right,
that was the trick.
I think it was 575 or something around that number. So it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy money. That is more than mad money. 575.
And Jack, for whoever may win it on Saturday, if it's not me, my birthday is coming up and I accept checks and cash.
That's right. We beg. We will beg for money. It's funny that I was thinking, imagine you could just donate the money to New York, part of the money to New York and New Jersey, my home state of New Jersey, and that would be the money that FEMA can't afford. Then Jack from Down Under says $500 million you could buy California, especially California is about to get hit with some wicked weather. There's going to be mudslides, all kinds of problems. And I'm so nervous because if I'm Chris Christie and I'm Cuomo and I'm Bloomberg, that's why he was begging on the Hill. They're not stupid. They're watching the weather patterns. And they say it's like Armageddon that's going to hit San Francisco and Eureka and Northern California and also trickle down to Southern California, not quite as bad, but that they're going to get wiped out. 80-mile-an-hour winds, water that is just going to flood all over the place, practically sinking half of the state. So that means state of emergency. They're going to need more money. What is FEMA to do? What are we to do? Man, all right, I got to do a daily salute. And the reason I have to do a daily salute is because I was just in the Big Apple, and it was crazy. There was people all over the place, very friendly. It was kind of chilly, lots of shopping going on, lots of window sightings, you know. And actually, I ran into Tim Allen. You know who Tim Allen is, the comedian. I swear he weighs like 120 pounds, but all actors are pretty thin. He was walking on Fifth Avenue. And I caught him. I caught him just briefly for a second, just a little bit of a wave. And I think he was with a kid. I think he was with a son who looked a little bit like to be in his 20s, maybe. I don't know. But it was definitely Tim Allen. I was thinking movies, Tim Allen movies. Toy Story was great. You know, be one of those people that yells that out. So anyway, it was fun in the Big Apple. But here's what's wild, and this is the Daily Salute. Do you know on Monday, Cyber Monday, there was not a single murder, stabbing, shooting, or knifing in any of the five boroughs on Monday, anywhere in New York? That's incredible. I mean, 8 million people. That's so many people to not have any of that. That's amazing.
What, are you kidding me?
That's what I thought. Violence-free. 36 hours. Sunday night, a man was shot in the head. But from Sunday night until Tuesday morning with another shooting, that was it. I mean, this was a city that had outrageous crime rates. Yeah. So they're hoping, you know, it's all about measurements. They're hoping that they'll have the lowest murder rate, homicide rate, since 1960. In 1990, the cops say the city had just under 2,300 murders. By 2002, the number had dropped below 600. And in 2012, the number is 366. But things were terrible in the 70s and 80s. I remember, like, late 80s, you know, you weren't going to New York that much. There was massive concern. So I think that's big. And it is a testament to the police there. When you go to New York, I see a lot of cops. I feel it's funny when I was in Ireland, and because they're not armed there, I had this conversation with two people from Ireland on a flight, the flight I was taking, and they said that they both said they liked New York City when they had visited, and they felt very, very safe there. And I think that the reason for that is because you really see a lot of cops. If you're on the subway, if you're coming in on one of the trains, if you're walking around, and I know some of you that are listening in the Midwest and in the Southeast and in, you know, the West, and I've lived in all these awesome places in the West, in the Midwest and whatnot. You have this picture in your mind, if you've never been to New York, as to what it is, partially from television and the gritty crime dramas, and then the horrible things that you'll hear about New York. So that's just amazing that they can say for that long of a period, no stabbing, shootings, any of that kind of stuff. That's great. Wish that was the norm. I mean, that to have the violence down, but it's terrific. It's a start anyway, and the low numbers, that's nice to see. And I do. I think that it really is because of the presence, anyway, of the police, the presence. Speaking of presence, what a presence comedians got for this Romney-Obama meeting. Bob Ney mentioned it at the top when we talked with him. Can you imagine? He's right, Saturday Night Live, what the opening will be. Well, we know it's going to be something about Romney and Obama. What do you think the conversation would be between the two of them? No one's going to be there. It's just the two of them. When they first greet each other, it just, what does Romney say? Hey, man, congratulations. Even though he said that they stole the election with entitlements and all kinds of other crazy things, I guess Obama, who invited him, just erases all that. Let's just have a conversation. And I wonder if there'll be more that'll come out of this. Like, actually, something comes crazy, cockamamie, wild, comes out of it, like Romney being offered some kind of gig through the White House. Or would it go like this? How about Obama, on the sly, says, with everything turned off, no recording devices, I have a blind trust. You heard about that. Your people dug it up. But it's a blind trust. Got any advice for me, Mitt? Mitt Romney could say to Obama, so how'd you do with that ground game? What happened at some of those polling places? I don't think there's going to be music playing in the background. What do you think? What do you think the conversation would be like? How about, what's for lunch? What are you serving me for lunch? And what do they do there? In the White House, really, you can. They have a cook. They have a chef. You can get what you want. So do you have this lunch meeting, and does Obama's people prearrange what the lunch is? You know, hey, we got a turkey sandwich for you with some, you know, Asiago cheese and a bag of chips and, you know, whatever. Or we have escargot. And yeah, what do you serve at something like that? But the conversation, I think, would be priceless. And I would like to see the conversation really from both sides. Obviously easier for Obama than for Romney. Maybe Romney does more of the listening. I don't know. But, wow, way to take the high road on this. It's a huge take the high road on this. And you have so much that has happened in between after the election, the fallout, the aftermath, the back and forth about what happened. And even a Romney advisor got just blindsided, you know, because it's all about finger pointing now at this point. And there was an op-ed piece in the Washington Post just on Wednesday that said it would be a shame, and this is from one of the Romney people, it would be a shame if we Republicans took a narrow presidential loss as a signal that those are traits we should emulate. Because what he said is, over the years, one of the more troubling characteristics of the Democratic Party and the left in general has been a shortage of loyalty and an abundance of self-loathing. The strategist was Stuart Stevens, and that popped up in the Washington Post. I guess it was better that it came out on Wednesday rather than Thursday when Romney and Obama were meeting. What do you think that conversation, if you were a fly on the wall, would be like? Hang with us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Money on a chance at a life where you're not even working. If you were to win this stupendous lottery, the Powerball lottery, if you had had five...
What's the first thing you think of when you hear that song, by the way?
Lover Boy in the 70s and cheesy hair.
Okay, well, maybe it's because I grew up in a different era, but it's the Chippendale sketch from SNL with Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley.
Yes,
that's funny.
I can't
get that out of my mind every time I hear that song.
With the spandex pants.
I know,
it's hilarious.
It's so great.
One of the best. Farley was great. Died way too young. He was hilarious. So if you had 5, 23, 16, 22, 29, and 6, congratulations. I'm sure you're not listening to America Tonight any longer, and you've probably already packed up your crap, and you're headed out of your neighborhood. Threw in a few jeans, and you just took off. Took some mementos, put it in the car, and got out of there. Because just like that, once the numbers pop up, if somebody has it, it seems like overnight people realize that you've won the lottery and they descend like locusts on you. And I'm not just talking about family. People always make the joke about all of a sudden you have these family members that you never really heard from suddenly are your best friend and they want some money from you and they're not afraid to ask you. They have no shame. They will ask their now filthy rich relative for some cash. But it's not just about that. It's about any possible person who thinks they can get some money for whatever cause they say they're representing or whatever hardship. And it's sad because I'm sure there are some people that are legitimate, but they are not going to seem legitimate in the midst of all the freaks that end up coming out of the woodwork once you're revealed to be the person who has the winning ticket. And I don't know why this is, but there's something about the lottery and playing the crazy pie-in-the-sky lottery, like, oh, if you won this, what would happen? But it kind of reminds me of that scene in Willy Wonka where the kids are so poor, and if they just get that ticket, like little Charlie, just get that ticket, they can get in the factory and all the riches of the world will be revealed to them. The big candy maker's secret estate. They just want that gold ticket in the bar. It would be like finding the gold ticket for the rest of your life if you tripped on these lottery numbers. Still don't know if anyone won it. From what I can tell, because I've been emailing around, and I knew someone at the Texas lottery, it doesn't sound like we have a winner. But, see, they're very vague on this. No winner, okay, in Texas or across the whole United States. One thing's for certain, you don't have to be a lottery winner to get a ticket to go see the Jets. You know, football has been so has been priced out of the middle class in most areas like Washington, Philadelphia, New York, the Giants, that is. But the Jets are so lousy that they've got tickets that are selling for $18. So I guess there's an upside. If you wanted to go and see the Jets and you could never afford them, they're not fun to watch. But, hey, at least you could go hang out and go to a game, because you really can. If you go to the StubHub places, you can find great tickets at very low prices because the struggling men in the green are just not drawing in the crowds. So that whole idea of it, geez, it'll just cost you your arm, your leg, and anything else you can throw in to go see a game is not true with the Jets or the MetLife Stadium. With the Giants it is, but not with New York. $18. Over 7,000 tickets available for this next game. 7,000 tickets. And you know why? They got slaughtered again. They got just ripped to shreds by the Patriots, 49-19. Good time to remind you, we have Nailed the Score coming up in the next couple of hours. In our third hour of America Tonight, we do this fun thing called Nail the Score. It is like circling lottery numbers. The game of the week will be chosen by our very special secret supercomputer. Once the numbers are spit out, then you call or send us an email at americatonight.net. Tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. That's key. What is the final score to the game? And maybe you'll be a winner. Who knows what the game will be? There's a couple of actually pretty decent games on the board, so we may get a good one. Might get a good one. Seems like the games have been very hard to predict. A lot of overtime games, a lot of cockamamie scores. But it is easy to predict that the Jets are brutal, and their final home game of the season is the 23rd against the Chargers. Who knows if anyone will be there? Maybe all the relatives of all the players will be there, and that's it. I mean, hey, there's still 5 games left, but people have just bailed. They have just bailed on this team. Just bailed on them. All right, since we're hitting that final stretch, I want to make sure that we get to a couple of other things, because certainly there's more to talk about than the all shucks of the a lottery and the fiscal cliff, because frankly, I'm just sick of the fiscal cliff. I know you are too, because this is coming down the wire and we all know it. If we were writing this script, we could all write the same thing. When do you think this happens? It's going to happen on the very last day. And there is a chance nothing happens. Maybe just some kind of a bridge, a Band-Aid, more time, something like that. But I don't think that this is averted. I don't. This, I think it's too late. I mean, we're falling off the cliff. We're already there. I don't want to get thrown into a recession, but I don't want to see a bad deal either. And that's part of the problem. And the whole talks thing has been just lost because the compromise keeps getting, the compromises are, I'll meet you here, you meet me there. They just keep getting thrown back. So I don't know if there's a compromise so much to be had here. It's certainly not looking that way. Anyway, not looking that way. I have to mention this because I guarantee that some of you truckers, when you pulled in and nodded off, you know how they do that at the truck stops, nodded off, or some of you salespeople or people who wanted to be entrepreneurs, I guarantee you have read at least one of Zig Ziglar's books. You know that name? Motivational speaker, author, died Wednesday in Dallas. He had a short bout with pneumonia. He wasn't doing well before that. He was 86 years old. He was the king of motivation. Now you see, you flip on the tube and you see the infomercials for all these different people who fall into that realm, like Tony Robbins. But he was the guy. He was the first one to really push it, really do it. And he had huge people that would come and watch him in packed arenas. He wrote 24 books on salesmanship and motivation over 5 decades. I mean, he was the godfather of the motivation business. And the motivation business is giant. You go to a bookstore, if there is one left in your neighborhood, and just look at the different sections. And if you look at motivation, there's all kinds of books. Who Moved My Cheese? Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I mean, there's so many with different angles. But people aren't reinventing the wheel. They're just coming up with a clever way to sell it. And he was the first one to really do that. He was the first one to give those very, very big speeches that I mentioned in the arenas to, like, rock star status. He was absolutely the guy. There's been many that have come after Zig Ziglar, but he was numero uno, the first one to really, really reel people in with sayings and methods and all that sort of stuff. There is a method to our madness, or at least we like to think so. No Powerball win here, so I'll be your host on America Tonight for the foreseeable future. And so will Matt Johnson. He'll be by my side in Minneapolis running things, along with Charles in Charge on Thursdays. 5, 23, 16, 22, 29, 6. You got the Powerball numbers? You're a winner.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.